Reeford Gardens in Quebec, Canada, date back to the 1920s, when Elsie Reeford began transforming her fishing camp on the Métis River into a garden. Known to some as Les Jardins des Métis, to others as Reeford Gardens, the gardens have become famous since they were first opened to the public in 1962. Alexander Reeford is the current director.
Coming to this garden is a bit of a unique experience insofar as we're the furthest north of any garden on the eastern half of the continent. So we're pretty much at the top end, I guess, of gardening. We're just near the 49th parallel, which means that we've got a very, very late growing season, very short growing season. Snow on the ground here until the 5th of May this year, and we'll get snow in late September, early October. So it means the plants have this almost hyperventilation lifespan where they're really pushing themselves to reproduce in a short period of time. And because of that, we have plants that are big, healthy, sometimes oversized. They're really moving quickly to propagate themselves. We have a mixed collection of perennials and annuals, mostly perennials, some indigenous, many exotic plants. We've got a large collection of Himalayan plants. And wandering through the gardens is an experience of small, fairly intimate spaces created by a passionate gardener who lived here, who had no inkling that this garden would ever be open to the public. So it's not about vast views and wow moments. It's all about looking almost at the micro landscape, looking very carefully at certain plants and admiring the collections. Because she was a plant collector, she liked to display plants, she liked to amass collections of plants, she liked to amass plantings of things like gentians, for instance, which are, you know, complicated and not all that interesting plant for most of the year. And suddenly when they're in bloom, they're quite magnificent. So it's a very sophisticated collection, and one which was, in its early days anyways, a bit of an adventure because people thought that nothing grew in Canada in the 1920s. And lo and behold, we have this extraordinary climate for many perennial plants because we have a lovely summer. It's fairly cool, nice cool night air, and we have this super long winter, which is full of snow. So the really fragile plants are protected in the winter months and emerge in the late spring in almost a full bloom overnight. So it's a really interesting growing season and cycle for that reason, which makes us somewhat unique on this continent.
So all that snow on the ground, then what do your gardeners do during the winter? Because I know in the UK, they're very busy in the winter.
Our gardeners are busy, but not at our property. I mean, they're doing things like snowmobiling and skiing, and if they've got kids, tending to their families. Our gardeners typically work from May until October, and that's not because we don't want them to work longer. It's simply that there's nothing to do from November until the end of April because there's too much snow. In our best winter, we may have as much as 12 feet of snow, which will fall, which covers the entire garden in a giant blanket. Some of the gardeners come in March to prune the fruit trees, but aside from that, the job here is to keep the roads clean with a giant snowblower and to allow access to the historic buildings, but there's not a lot of activity in the garden. So they're typically, you know, working on their own projects or working in their own homes and doing other things, or let's hope reading garden books and magazines to sort of think about what they'll do here in the following summer.
And how organic do you manage to make the gardens? Do you have to use a lot of pesticides and chemicals and things like that?
We're probably the first garden in Quebec to go pesticide-free, so that means no chemical synthetic products are used anywhere on the site. And we did that as a voluntary thing, but I was also involved in the government's and a committee, a special committee formed to move Quebecers to drop all forms of aesthetic pesticides for lawn care, for instance. So I thought, well, you got to walk the walk. So we stopped using all of the synthetic products on our pesticides, and we now use various organic methods. We use, you know, insects and various other predatory insects in our greenhouses to control the bad beasts, and we use all kinds of algaes and various other organic fertilizers to try and keep our lawns and plants disease resistant. And we found that's been very successful, and lo and behold, what's occurred. But our songbirds have multiplied, and our garden seemed just as beautiful as ever. So we've found many positive benefits from it, and no difficulties have been faced by us since we went to be organic. It's a process. We had to convince a few gardeners. We had to change our methods. We had to buy a bit of equipment. We had to tell our visitors that, you know, the grass with a bit of clover in it and dandelions in the early summer is not such a bad thing. And we found that, frankly, society has moved at the same speed we have. So we found that, frankly, our visitors now are fully complicit in this exercise and fully comprehensive that they would prefer to be in a garden that's pesticide-free than to have signs when they come in saying, beware, we just applied pesticides, and white-suited people wandering through the parking lot. So we found it a very positive move, and frankly a strategic one, to allow us now to declare to everybody that we're fully organic in every sense.
That's Alexander Reeford, director of Les Jardins des Métis Reeford Gardens. For more information, visit reefordgardens.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.